Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
That, of course, was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the day before he was shot and killed in Memphis 5 decades ago today. After King's assassination, riots broke out in major cities across the nation, but not in Boston. This city was largely spared. Former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank remembers this day well. At that time, he was a city hall aide to Boston Mayor Kevin White. We asked Barney Frank to recall what happened in this city on that day 50 years ago today.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights leader and Nobel Prize winner, was shot and killed tonight in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's the late CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite delivering the news. Barney Frank, you were a 28-year-old aide to Mayor White at the time. What was going through your mind after you learned what happened, and what was it like at Boston City Hall?
Kevin White had been reelected only the previous November. He'd only been in office 3 months. It was a racially tense situation.
President Johnson appealed nationally for calm, asking all citizens to deny violence its victims.
I was home and got a phone call. Dr. King had been killed and to get to City Hall. The mayor was notified, by the way, while he was watching Gone with the Wind in a theater in Boston. I mean, just an extraordinary historical irony.
Arriving near the White House, from which
we were worried that there was going to be in Boston the same kind of violence, requiring a police response. I just was anticipating a very violent outburst and a perhaps excessive response from the police.
The next day, a James Brown concert was scheduled for Boston, April 5th, that the city almost canceled. Tom Atkins, the city councilor, advised the mayor not to cancel it. Did you agree with Atkins at that time?
Yes, Mayor White was a very courageous figure, but not culturally the hippest guy in the world, neither was I. And I will be honest with you, neither one of us really knew who James Brown was. And when he was advised that the James Brown angle could be the way to keep things calm, he said, well, you mean a football player has that much influence? He and I both thought immediately of the former Cleveland Browns fullback, James Brown. The problem, by the way, let's understand why there was an idea to cancel it. It wasn't anti-James Brown. James Brown was going to be singing, eventually did sing, downtown Boston. That would have meant a large number of kids, teenagers, young adults, black and white, converging on downtown Boston at a time of maximum racial tension. And that might touch off a riot among blacks in an already tense situation.
Mayor White, of course, as we know now, introduced James Brown on stage that night. We want to play a little bit of what the mayor had to say right now.
24 hours ago, Dr. King died. For all of us, black and white, that we may live together in harmony without violence and in peace.
Barney Frank, where were you during the concert, and why do you think the mayor's speech worked in helping to keep Boston calm that night?
I was at City Hall, where we had established this command center. Kevin White had a credibility.
Give him all the support. The man is together. Give him another big round of applause.
And he won a very racially polarized election against Louise Day Hicks, who had become the symbol of white resistance to black arguments that they were being unfairly treated and change was needed. And he lost the majority of the white vote. He got an overwhelming majority of the black vote. Of course, some white votes enough for him to win. So he had a credibility from winning the election through having followed through. He was being called Mayor Black by a lot of the whites. So that's why it worked.
In addition to what the mayor said, it has been said since that the concert itself saved Boston from breaking out into riots. Do you agree with that?
If there had been no concert scheduled, I don't think you would have seen a riot. But holding the concert as originally planned, I think, had the potential for touching off the conflict that we hadn't seen Thursday night.
Barney Frank, let me close by asking a personal question. How did what happened on April 4th, 1968 change you as a person and change you as a public servant?
When I heard the news, I was worried that the government, in which I was now an important figure, was going to behave in ways that I could not approve. I mean, I really thought there was a possibility that the problem would be that, as I said, riots and then excessive police reaction unduly engaged in, that I might feel so, my ideals were so compromised, I'd have to quit. And that was the first real test. Again, it was 3 months into the job, where I became convinced that, yes, not everything was going to go the way I wanted. Given the ideals I had and the political reality, I could get enough done through my efforts and the efforts of the people I was helping to improve the situation to justify the fact that I wasn't getting everything. But I became convinced by that experience that it would be morally possible for me to do that.
Barney Frank, former Massachusetts congressman and former aide to Boston Mayor Kevin White at the time of Martin Luther King's assassination, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, Barney.
Thank you, Bob.